To illustrate risks, control objectives, and control procedures, let's look at a typical revenue system for credit sales for an organization. The first stage in a revenue system is when the customer places the order. This could be a written order, or it could be placed over the telephone. After this, the goods are dispatched to the customer. Once the goods have been dispatched, an invoice will be raised. The transaction will then have to be recorded in the organization's ledgers. Finally, and most importantly, the customer pays for the goods. So, now we have all the stages of a typical credit revenue system. We'll now look at each stage in the system and identify what risk of error there is, what the control objectives are, and also the control procedures that an organization can put into place to achieve these objectives and hence minimize the risks.